as Kurt Ulrich starts the John Deere Gator for a tour of the 60 acres he calls Whisper Hollow Farm, you sense his excitement at being able to share the beauty of the place he's chosen to retire. Once a county employee, he's returned with his wife to the hills just outside Maquoketa, where he grew up.
So it's not really a farm unless you count deer and fox and all of that kind of stuff.
It's quiet here, with barely a neighbor in sight. A stark contrast to the subject of his book, The Iowa State Fair. Each chapter is punctuated by a short essay.
Overhead, a summer yellow jacket moon reminds us of where we are. It's a middle of Iowa pedestrian cauldron of human energy, a place with few demands and more than enough stuff on a stick. Take a seat, grab a beverage, and sooner or later, like in Grand Central Station in New York City, you'll see someone you know. Guaranteed.
Ulrich says he set out to do a book that would capture his own experience of the fair, not the one he saw depicted by other photographers.
A few years ago, I was looking at some photo books done by photographers who are artists, books of state fairs and county fairs and festivals and different things around the country. And they have a tendency, and maybe they don't know they're doing it, but they have a tendency to make rural Midwesterners look like something out of the Dust Bowl. And I probably don't need to explain that any more than that. But they're sort of sad people, and they focus on that as if that's art. And I was looking at those books and thinking, no, my state fair experience is not that at all. And I want to correct this. I want to rectify that situation. So I thought, I want to do a book where it's all about happiness and people smiling and enjoying themselves at a fair or a festival.
And although the fair is full of color and chaos, Ulrich has chosen to shoot it in black and white.
All of the color and all of the things, that there's so much a cacophony of color that goes on there, which is why if you look at photos of the state fair, particularly colored photos, where it's the crowd scenes or whatever, nothing stands out. It gets lost. So you're looking at this sort of impressionist picture of people at the state fair, and nothing grabs you.
But Ulrich's photos do. The straightforward images capture adults and children, animals and exhibits, all taken over the run of the 2013 fair. Ulrich says one of the most impressive things about Iowa State Fair is that it stayed true to its agricultural roots.
Agricultural fairs were started over 200 years ago. 1810 was the first one in Massachusetts. And I think if the person who started them then came to the Iowa State Fair today, there would be many things that he would recognize. Because we're still talking about the best sheep, the best cattle, the best whatever is going to be there. And I think most people don't, because they don't live that life, perhaps they come to the fair because they're curious about it. Because this harkens back to an age, back to Thomas Jefferson and his agrarian dream for America. Maybe it harkens back to that, that we still have this longing for that, this longing to be a part of the land.
He says it's an experience you have to be open to. If you go in with a cynical attitude, you're not going to enjoy it. And while he very much enjoys it, now that he's in his 60s, Ulrich says the joy is tempered.
There's a part of the fair that is sort of, to my mind, as an older person, sort of melancholy. History follows you everywhere there, everywhere, whether it's the memory bricks or the benches with somebody's family name on it in memory of so-and-so, or you're sitting next to somebody on a bench who they say to the people with them, hey, the last time I was here, I was with Grandpa and Grandma. You know, and it's there. It's constantly in the air all the time, this history, this family history. And part of it for me is sort of sad because I'm on the far end of that now.
And the book captures some of that feeling as well, as the Iowa State Fair inevitably ends, bringing with it the end of summer.
The carousel is mostly empty. Time is slowing to a crawl, and nothing is as it was. And soon enough, all of the temporary lights will go out as well. Human activity will slow in the wake of tedious cleanup tasks and too little sleep. The big industrial fans in the barn will be shut down, and out in the neighborhoods, children will trundle off to bed, knowing that rising for school the next morning will be difficult. The world of cotton candy and carnival rides is over. Soon enough, windows will be closed, lawnmowers put away for the season.
The Iowa State Fair is Kurt Ulrich's first book. It's published by University of Iowa Press. In Jackson County, I'm Catherine Perkins, Iowa Public Radio News.